Good morning. So what do we use spoons? We use spoons to eat what? What do we eat with spoons? What? Grits, yeah. What else do we eat with a spoon? Rice. There's some breakfast foods we might eat with a spoon. Maybe milk and something in it. Maybe cereal. Yeah. What about some tasty sweet treats? Can we think of anything that's tasty and sweet, like a dessert we might eat with a spoon? Chocolate pudding, ice cream, my favorite thing to eat with a spoon. Yeah. So I'm a big fan of spoons because they help get some of that delicious stuff into my belly. So I like them. But if I use this spoon and I'm trying to scoop my favorite thing, ice cream, what's going to happen? It's going to break. That's right. What if I use this spoon and I try to eat my soup or my cereal? What's going to happen? Yeah, it's going to make a mess. It's going to get all over me. Because what's wrong with the spoon? It's bent. It's seriously bent. And so this spoon is bent out of shape. And sometimes people are bent out of shape. So sometimes people might be bent over. Maybe they have a disease and their body's bent over. Or maybe it's old age, and sometimes that's enough to weigh us over. And so that's one way people can be bent. But have you ever heard someone say, maybe when someone's angry, don't get bent out of shape? Because sometimes we say that when people get angry about silly things, unimportant things that don't matter so much. We say, don't get bent out of shape. And in our scripture today, there's this one person, this woman, and her body is bent over. And we find out that she's not the person who's bent out of shape. You see, she comes to the synagogue, to the place to worship, like our church. And it's the Sabbath, the day of rest. And Jesus sees her. And when Jesus sees her, what do you think he does? What might Jesus do if he sees someone who's humped over and in pain? Yeah. He takes care of her. That's exactly right. He helps her. He heals her. And then the leader of the place of worship said, you can't do that. It's the Sabbath. You're not supposed to work. He got all bent out of shape for no good reason. And we're reminded because of that, that Jesus is more concerned with helping people than he is with making sure we follow every rule. And so we want to remember that we're supposed to help people, even if it means we have to bend the rule just a little, because Jesus wants to make sure we share his love with everyone. So can we put our hands together and we all repeat after me as we pray? Dear Jesus, help us to remember to help people over keeping rules.